All right. So let me first off make sure I get everyone's names right. Krista, right?
Yes.
Is it K-R-I-S-T-A?
Yes.
And what's your last name?
Setzer.
Setzer. Can you spell that for me?
S-E-T-Z-E-R.
One more time. S-E-T...
Z-E-R.
Z-E-R. Yes. Okay. And how old are you?
17.
Okay. So, so since I took pictures, I'll probably need to get some release forms.
Okay.
And if anyone's under 18, I'll need your parents to sign it too. So we'll figure that out. But,
okay.
And what are you with, like, McKinley Academy, Middle College?
Middle College.
Middle College. And what year are you? Or what?
Junior.
Junior. Okay. And what are you studying? Do you have a major yet, or where are you going for? Or I guess you're still in high school, so I don't know if...
I'm going to go for criminal justice and, like, criminal investigation.
Okay, cool. And then Kaylee, can you spell your name for me?
K-A-Y-L-I-E-G-H. M-A-B-A.
B-E-G-A-Y?
Yeah.
And how old are you?
17.
And you are a, or I guess, which school are you with?
McKinley Academy.
Okay. And you're a senior, right?
Yes.
You're about to graduate. This spring?
Yes.
Okay. With your associates.
Yeah.
And what's your associates in?
General studies.
And what are you planning to study?
I'm planning to study to get my bachelor's in fine arts in studio art.
Okay. And Ayana, how do you spell your name?
C-A-I-Y.
I was like, what? It's been a long day. I was just gonna go with it.
A-I-Y-A-N-A. And then my last name's Chavez.
Chavez. C-H-A-V-E-Z?
Yeah.
And how old are you?
17.
And McKinley Academy Middle College?
McKinley Academy.
And what year are you?
Junior.
Junior. And what are you studying, or what do you want to study?
I'm going for my associates for business.
Okay. And after that, what are you thinking about? Continue with business or something else?
Something else. Okay. Probably culinary.
Okay.
Either my bachelor's or my chair.
Okay. And Christopher. C-H-R-I-S. Do you prefer Christopher or just Chris? It's up to you.
Just Chris.
Just Chris? Okay. And your last name?
Aragon.
A-R-A-G-O-N? And also 17, or how old are you?
3 days.
Oh, so you're, okay.
Can you please put, when is please. This going to go?
Well, this might come after 3 days, so I'll put, so you'll be 17?
Yeah.
Okay. McKinley or Middle College?
McKinley.
Also a junior, or?
Yes.
And what are you studying?
Associates of Applied Science.
Everyone has a different pathway.
Yeah.
And after that, is there something you have in mind?
Going to San Juan to do the vet tech program and getting my veterinary degree.
Okay, cool. Okay, cool. All right. So I guess first off, let's talk about how the trip came about, and Christy, if you want to chime in, but because I know there was maybe some fundraising that happened, or are you guys all art club members? Is that true? Okay. And are you guys all officers?
Yes.
Let me get your officer titles too.
Kaylee is the president.
Okay.
Krista is the vice president, VP.
Okay.
Ayana is the treasurer.
Okay.
Chris is the secretary.
Okay, cool. So yeah, how did this trip come about? Like, what did you guys do to make it happen? Was there some fundraising or?
We planned for a fundraiser during Halloween, so we did Halloween grounds.
And how much? Can I ask how much you guys raised? Like, do you remember?
$600, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
We had another fundraiser.
Christmas. That wasn't a fundraiser.
Oh, they helped at Holiday in New Mexico, but it wasn't a fundraiser. Yeah.
That's right.
I think we all did some fundraisers.
Yeah. We were planning on doing one for Valentine's Day, but we decided not to because we had enough money.
Because,
so
our,
is it the one?
Yeah, our vice president, we had to change her.
Okay.
And then we lost our secretary.
That too.
Okay. So what was it about this trip? Like, did you guys, what made you want to do this trip or fundraise for this? Like, what was kind of the goal that you guys wanted to accomplish?
The goal first was to go to IAIA in Santa Fe.
Yeah.
But we thought that since we're planning in the end of the semester, it'd be too like late in the semester, and plus I was graduating, so I'm like crammed with work.
Yeah.
So we planned for something closer so we don't have to spend the night, and Lindsay, our old vice president, decided to pick Albuquerque main campus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Obviously we went to see the art program. I guess what was the idea behind that? Or I guess what made you guys want to go to Albuquerque, to UNM? Like, what is there anything in particular that you wanted to see or just wanted to visit? Or
I think we mainly just wanted to visit since, you know, we're getting our associates here.
Mm-hmm.
And like, if we wanted to transfer somewhere, UNM, like, we toured it, so we have an idea in our head or something like that.
Yeah.
And I think the other thing is because we are on a branch of the UNM campus, it felt better to go to the actual main campus.
Yeah.
At least have a little bit of like familiarity
with it. For sure.
So I didn't feel as strong.
Yeah, it's good. Absolutely. And Krista, or Kaylee, I'm sorry, I know that we talked about this before, but just for the sake of the recording, you've been to Albuquerque before, to UNM main campus. You're already pretty much.
Yes.
Enrolled, or I don't know if that's the proper term. But you are going to.
She's been accepted.
I was accepted last year.
Okay.
So this year I'm just doing all my transferring of the credits to the main campus, and visited dorms. So I already got a dorm reserved, and now I'm just waiting for orientation to sign up for classes.
Okay. Very cool. And what about you guys? You guys have never been to UNM. How was your first experience?
I thought it was weird. Like. Because I thought college was just, like, just a building with a bunch of classes.
Sure.
I didn't think there was, like name brand places. It was huge.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
Very daunting, at the very least, because I expected it to be bigger than this, because I knew that this was small in comparison to a lot of places, but I definitely did not realize the actual scale of an actual college campus is. We explored like what, a fourth of it?
Yeah, not a whole lot. I mean, we walked a lot, probably like half.
I'd say half.
We walked, but even then we passed so many buildings.
Yeah, there's a lot.
There's so much to see. And
yeah.
So what about you, Krista? Did you have any thoughts about?
At first I was really nervous about going there because I was like, it seems like a pretty big place, but since it was like UNM here, but just a bit bigger.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty exciting to be over there because I'm not as worried about moving to like a new place as much anymore. Because now that I know what it's like there, it can feel like a home to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'd love to know like how your perceptions changed. Because you mentioned it was kind of daunting at first, but did you feel a little more comfortable after walking around some more and all that? And
yeah, I would say I felt a bit more comfortable. I'm still, I don't know, I still just don't. Not that I don't like the idea of going to a college, it's just, like, the whole reason for wanting to go to San Juan is it's close to a lot of family, like
sure.
Probably less than an hour drive away, and it's just, those things just kind of worked out, so it's a little less scary then, but I still, you know, it's still worry.
Absolutely. What about you guys? I mean, Kaylee, you're kind of set on going, but did this, like, make you feel any better about your decision to go there?
I think it's, like, more, like, I can see myself there, more in your team, like, yeah. I'm amongst my peeps.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because here, the art department, I found out I couldn't get my fine arts in with associate's degree, so I was like, okay. Oh, kind of hurt when I heard that, so
sure.
That's why I went with general studies.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Nice. Very cool. I guess if you guys could maybe say something, like if other students see this or read this, is there anything you'd want them to know, like maybe encourage them to take a trip like this, see main campus, or any like anything to like, again, like stuff maybe you guys were worried about that might make other people feel comfortable? I guess what would you tell your fellow students about this kind of experience? Yeah.
At least I wouldn't say it fully demystified the campus, like Ms. Wilson mentioned earlier, like trying to demystify the campus, because I think doing that in a day trip is kind of hard.
Sure.
Considering the scale of the campus, but it definitely helped sort of place my mindset on it, at least, of how big most campuses are, and you know, the resources and things that are there
right.
for people to make it easier to transition into college, because it seems like a huge leap going from a high school to a college, where especially if you're living in the dorms, you're with complete strangers, unless say you go with a friend. But you know, it's nice to know that a lot of people. Like there are a lot of things to help you, and a lot of people feel the same about it as well.
Yeah. So. Absolutely. What about you guys? Anything you would tell your friends or other younger students who are thinking about college or maybe scared about college, anything like that?
I'd say it made me more excited for college because honestly, I was thinking of just joining the military.
Oh.
Because college didn't scare me. I didn't think it was for me, but after going, I was like, there's a lot to do. It's like not just classrooms and buildings, like there's dorms and there's stuff to do, like walk, trails, all that stuff. So for me, it made it more exciting actually being there and seeing it, because I feel like if you do like an online tour, it's not, you don't get the same vibe. Like you don't get to see people interacting or like actually be there. So it's just pictures. But I feel like if you go in person and tour places, it's better and more encouraging.
Yeah, for sure. You guys want to add anything? Any thoughts?
I think when visiting there, you meet other people, and once you get to socialize with them, they tell you how great of a campus it is, and then you realize like you can make connections there as well. Not only that, it sounds like the professors you've talked to or the people who are the faculty members have like amazing things to say.
Yeah.
And I really, like, how'd you say, really want to work with the students on how they're going to succeed in life.
Yeah.
Which I liked.
Yeah, absolutely. Krista, anything?
I think being away from home scares a lot of people. But once you get to, like, once you pick your school and get there, I think it's important to find something that you enjoy and join like a club there or something. Because then you will at least find people who have the same interests as you, and then they could be like become your friends, and it'll feel more comfortable for you to be there than it would be if you just stayed alone.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess maybe my last question will be, what was your favorite part of today's trip? Or maybe your favorite part of the campus?
The duck with Don.
Duck bond.
I have to say mine was the art facility.
Funny, the artist, like the art facility, yeah. Was there a particular part of the art facility that kind of...
The part that I loved was the soldering stations.
Ah.
Yes, because the one here, we had to wait or the soldering stations.
Yes, we need more space here at UNM Gallup. Please, more space. This is Christy Wilson.
I was trying not to geek out, like, oh, this is a soldering. And then that lady was like, oh, yeah, you know what this is. And I'm like, yeah, I do.
Was that when the, like, the small metals workshop?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you were geeking out. We all left the room, and you were, like, spent another hour in there.
Yeah, it's really fun. Yeah. Cool. I thought y'all really, like, it was interesting for me to see y'all, like, kind of be scared or, like, in awe of the bookstore, the scale of the bookstore, but then at the end, you're like, oh, it's just a bookstore.
Yeah, I'm still in awe at the scale. Yeah. It's just, like... walking into it at first was oh, it's like a bookstore. Like, I thought it was going to be like the library or something we had here, and then it was a two-story building.
Size of
bookstore.
Yeah, because our bookstore is like only one room.
And then the food, the La Posada. Y'all were like, what do you mean? There's just like all this food.
The one thing I loved though is that it had green and red chili.
Yes.
Hey, that's a good one.
It was actually good food too.
Yeah.
And I was reading something online. I think once a year they do different events. So they'll do like La Posada, I forget what they call it, like going local or something like that. Mm. And so they just focus on like local food. And then they had another one called Going Global. So I think they had one where they were like a special one-day event where they had like Italian food or whatever kind of food you could experience from all over the world. So that was really cool. Okay. Anything else you guys want to add or think people should know? Or yeah, what'd you like about the duck pond?
The turtles.
You like about the turtle? Yeah. The one that climbed on all the other turtles. Like, what was it about the duck pond that...
I think it was just the environment in general. Like, everyone was, like, just chill and, like, doing their own thing. But there was, like, some dude was taking a nap.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want to feel like...
Chris, she took a nap. Tree, I took a picture of her.
I want to feel that comfortable to just be able to, like, go outside and take a nap. Instead of being, like, looking around and be like, where am I? What's around me?
Yeah.
I think it's a little different for me just because, you know, the whole veterinary thing. I'm just in love with animals in general. And so, you know, a place like that, like, especially for me, is just a really fun place, or just interesting place to be.
I was surprised there were so many animals, like people walking dogs, and then we found out from Kaylee that there are some dorms. Dana and I, we've never heard of such a thing. So that's...
I forgot about the ferret.
And two cats on a leash, too.
Yes, yeah, there were some cats. Dude, there was a little puppy playing fetch. And then it tumbled with it. Cool. Well, then I think that's it, unless you guys have anything else to add.
I just want to say that I think it's important that other students know that the Art Student Collective is available. The whole point of that is to create collegiality so y'all can become friends and you can become a support group for each other so that, you know, when we're practicing professional development, like how do you show your artwork? How do you sell your artwork? How do you engage with people when you're exchanging, you know, funds or whatever? That then when you do the enriching and opportunity, that you do it together. Because when y'all graduate, there will be another group. And there's already a group that's over there. And I will, as soon as y'all graduate and you're over there, I'll give you Monty's number, Charmaine's number, and then they'll go meet up with you at Tai Tu and talk to you. And so you already have support that you haven't even met yet that's there. And you always have us. You always have us, even after you graduate. We're here to support y'all, so, yeah.
I think that's definitely made it easier. I feel like because I meant to tour San Juan this summer because we finally got a date, and it's going to be me and just my parents, which, you know, is fine, but it makes it a bit more, I don't know, it makes it a bit more easygoing having a group of people where we're all just messing around.
Yeah, people have such great interest in music. Just wonderful music. So, yeah, so fun.
I do love music.
It was also nice, you know, like me and Ayana were freaking out about the entire thing, and it felt kind of nice that there was somebody else there that was like
freaking out,
like you know, just going as crazy as I was, because we were like every single thing we saw, it was like.
I was amazed with the conveyor belt that you put your food on. The whole system. Yeah, I was like, wow.
Cool. Well, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate you indulging me in